Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
And he's wearing number 8.
Okay.
He took it off the punter or the kicker. I can't remember which one it was. But he's wearing his number 8.
Number 8.
Not wearing 12.
Okay. Who else already has 12 on the Steelers?
It was a kicker or a punter. I can't remember who it was. Huh. But he wanted 8. But 8 was his, I believe 8 was his number in college.
Yeah. Gotcha. So a one-year, $13.65 million deal, $10 million guaranteed, worth up to $19.5 million with incentives.
Steelers can't wear 12 because of Bradshaw.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Thank you. Minicamp starts tomorrow. He said he'd play for $10 million, but he could wind up getting almost double that with the incentives.
Yeah.
What does Aaron Rodgers have left in the tank?
I think he's going to be good enough to get them to 9-10 wins. But that's kind of the Steelers. But I think it's going to be a different. It's going to be a more reliable version of the Steelers. I don't think it's a stretch of any imagination to say he's the best quarterback they've had since Roethlisberger. And I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about cooked Roethlisberger. I'm talking about good Roethlisberger.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question there.
And so you've seen them win basically 9 games every single year with lesser.
Yes.
So for me, seeing them, it was like, oh, it's the Steelers. They'll win 9-10. They'll be okay. And I'm like, I mean. Look, even older Aaron Rodgers is so much better than you've had at quarterback over the last decade. Kind of hard for me to see them not probably winning some games that people think that they shouldn't or they won't win.
Yeah.
I'm not bullish on them in the sense of oh, no, they're going to win 11, 12 games. But if you told me they won 11, it wouldn't shock me.
So speaking of you're getting an older Aaron Rodgers, last year he played all 17 games. Mm-hmm. His third fewest passing yards in his career in which he played a full season. He's had only 4 seasons with double-digit interceptions, but 2 of those have come in his last 2 full seasons. Mm-hmm. Last year was his lowest passer rating of his career when playing a full season. But guess what? Mm. Still a better option than Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, or Will Howard.
By a lot.
Yes. And I guess the next question is, too, how nuts will he drive Mike Tomlin? Are his eyes going to bug out of his head even more?
No, because this is a man that not only dealt with and managed Antonio Brown, he got the best out of him. And you can go down the list of guys, whether it's Debo and James Harrison. The level of crazy that Mike Tomlin has coached over his years is unmatched. Mm-hmm. And he gets the most out of those guys. And Aaron's a competitor, and I think he will go in there with the right men. The one that, if you're going to put, air quotes, worry about is Arthur Smith. Because he's not gonna walk over Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is maybe the most established coach in professional sports. Uh-huh. He's stamped to the point of there's no questioning him. The ownership is not going to if there's a dispute that needs to be settled, it's going to be settled with Mike Tomlin, not Aaron Rodgers.
So how much of this mini camp do you think Arthur Smith spends trying to either implement Aaron Rodgers into his scheme or trying to help build something around Aaron Rodgers?
I think it's going to be kind of a little bit of both, because Aaron's not going to go there and run Arthur Smith's offense. They're going to build elements into it. And that's Aaron. I mean, it's every elite quarterback is, you know, Peyton Manning goes to the Broncos. You see the same thing. Tom Brady goes to the Bucks. You see the same thing. Like, you're like, if you have half of a brain, you're going to utilize your Hall of Fame caliber quarterback the way that he needs to be utilized. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to see the Aaron Rodgers Cal offense or the early Packers offense where it's very West Coast dominated, but you are going to see a run first offense. It's going to set up a play action pass, but
that's what Mike Tomlin does.
But you're going to see elements of Aaron pushing the ball down the field off those play action to DK.
Yes.
Of all the storylines in the NFL, the Bears and the Steelers are probably the two that I am most paying attention to outside of my Raiders, who are just giving me a little bit of hope.
Mm-hmm.
I look at those two organizations for very different reasons on the quarterback scale of like young quarterback versus old quarterback, but both organizations have been so bereft of quarterback play. Can those guys elevate and make those teams not only viable, but plus producers on the offensive side? And I think those are the two biggest storylines of like what we could see from the NFL this year.
So where do we think the Pittsburgh Steelers fall in the hierarchy of the AFC North with Joe Burrow and the Bengals and Lamar Jackson and the Ravens?
It's the Ravens division.
And then insert quarterback here and the Browns.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Bengals are so dysfunctional for them from their own doing. But yes, they still have Joe Burrow. They still have Ja'Marr Chase. They still have T. Higgins. Still need to figure out Trey Hendrickson. Still need to figure out Shamar Stewart. Like, you still need to figure out the defensive side of the ball, which the Steelers don't need to figure out other than T.J. Watt, which is a big thing to figure out. But you just kind of know what the Steelers are going to be defensively. I, weirdly enough, think that the Steelers are going to be a more complete team than the Bengals. That doesn't mean I think that they'll go further in the playoffs.
Right.
I think the Ravens are clearly the class of the division. They've got Lamar, they've got Henry, they've got Harbaugh. Like, they're going to be what they are. But the Bengals' dysfunction, it just seems like they shoot themselves in the foot so much that the Steelers don't.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, even if they don't have as much talent, they're not going to sit there and, you know, play Russian roulette every week.
Right.
Whereas I think the Bengals are playing Russian roulette so often, particularly on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of wonder what you're going to get in, week out, because we've seen that team light up a scoreboard and we've seen them get lit up on the other end. It's like, I don't know. So I think you're fighting for second in that division, which AFC North is probably the second best division in football.
Mm-hmm.
The three best divisions in football right now, it's the NFC North, AFC North, AFC West. Those are the three best divisions in football. Because, again, this isn't even biased with my Raiders. My Raiders are going to be the worst team in that division.
Right. But you still got the Chiefs and the Chargers and the Broncos.
But, I mean, if the Raiders win 8 games and that's the worst team in your division.
That's a solid division.
That's a good division, right? Like, you're like, you don't get those 6 weeks that you play in those other teams, you don't get those games off. Like, you're in for something each week. And I think the same can be true of the AFC North, where, yeah, the Browns are the Browns, but, like, they still have talent.
Yeah. Well, and just quickly, because we're coming up against it a little bit here, but with those Browns, they have a very full quarterback room. You have Deshaun Watson still hanging around somehow. Because he's super expensive. And you got Kenny Two Gloves, Kenny Pickett. Mm-hmm. You got Joe Flacco. And, of course, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Who do you think starts week one?
God. Pickett?
Yeah. Just because he's one of the few... Yeah, I mean, some experience.
Yeah, I it's hard for me to see either Gabriel or Shedeur, because Shedeur's further down the depth chart than Gabriel is right now. So yeah.
You don't think they're gonna dust off old Joe Flacco? And
gun to my head, it's
one?
Between Pickett and Flacco. I don't think they're gonna roll Watson out there. I think they're gonna try to find a way to get him off the roster. They're gonna keep pushing the medical retirement stuff and see if they can get him out of there. I just think you're not gonna see him play there ever again.
Right, and so then this leads to the next question. How early or at what point during the season do they make a change at the starting quarterback?
Week 6.
Yeah.
Because the backup quarterback's always the favorite guy in town.
Right.
You got two young guys, and what harm is it going to do you to throw one of them out there?
Yeah. All right.
So you know, the Browns are going to continue to Browns, and that quarterback jersey that has all the names of the quarterbacks is going to get a lot longer.
Yes. Could add five more on there this season, or if I guess four more.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.